STR podcasts are brought to you through the generous support of people just like you. You can support these podcasts by making a gift online at str.org or by phone at 1-800-2-REASON.
Sometimes when a person discovers I teach apologetics, they say to me, "Well, Alan, you can't argue someone into the kingdom." And they say this because they're aware of the arguments for God's existence or for the trustworthiness of the Bible or the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus. But these arguments, they claim, address the head and not the heart. And that's why they can't lead anyone to a saving faith in Jesus, so they claim. Now, as a professional apologist who makes arguments and teaches others how to argue, I wholeheartedly agree. That's right. I agree with him. I agree that you can't argue someone into the kingdom. But guess what? You can't love someone into the kingdom either. You can't serve enough, preach enough, or pray enough to get someone into the kingdom. That's because whether or not someone trusts Christ is not dependent upon us. It's up to God. It's the Holy Spirit who is the one who draws people to himself. God is the author and perfecter of our faith. This is what it says in Hebrews 12:2. Now, can God use acts of love towards an unbeliever to reach him? Yes, of course. Can God use our prayers to bring someone to faith? Sure. Can God use our service to others to save them? Absolutely. God can use any means to save people. Therefore, he can even use arguments, yes, arguments, to bring someone into the kingdom. In fact, he's done that a lot. The Apostle Paul routinely argued with people in the Hall of Tyrannus and Mars Hill and in the marketplace. In fact, Scripture says he, quote, "reasoned with them, giving evidence that Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead, and some of them were persuaded." This is what it says in Acts chapter 17, verses 2 through 4. Now, God still uses arguments to draw people to himself today. In fact, in a recent trip to Missouri, I was the main speaker for 2 one-week-long camps. Now, during that time, I spoke to over 800 junior high school, and college students, many of them who were not even Christian. Now, the leadership of this camp, believe it or not, wanted an apologetics-themed camp, basically a week devoted to teaching and training youth how to love God with their minds. Now, at the beginning, what I did was I taught foundational issues like our identity as ambassadors for Christ and how to properly interpret the Bible. But then as the week progressed, I shifted my teaching towards more apologetic issues like understanding relativism and objective and subjective truth. I taught about tactics in defending the faith. I taught about reasons why we can trust the Bible. And of course, during this whole time, there was also many question and answer sessions each day for students to come in and to either formally ask me questions, or there was also some of these informal fireside chat type of meetings. Now, on Thursday night, which is the evening before the students return home, this is the night that usually many camps offer an altar call. And this is when the speaker is supposed to deliver kind of a passionate and emotional sermon-like presentation combined with a formal invitation for people to make decisions to follow Jesus Christ. And oftentimes they'll have people make a commitment and then come up to the front of the stage or to the front of the worship service. Now, that's not what happened, though, because I did things a little bit different. In fact, since this was an apologetics camp, and I'm an apologist, I decided to end the week, that Thursday night, with a case for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You know, evidence why we can trust that Jesus Christ actually rose bodily from the grave. Because I wanted to give this evidence to students so that they can have confidence that this actually happened. And my goal was to make the week crescendo to this climactic presentation for the case for the resurrection, which is basically the crux of Christianity. Now, as always, I asked the Holy Spirit to help me convey the significance of the resurrection to these students. And I told them that, look, if Jesus rose from the grave, that's the most important event in history. It proves that Jesus is who he said he was. It proves that Christianity is true. And it proves that you will be resurrected and brought before God to account for your crimes against him. Now, was I passionate? Yeah, of course. Was I emotional? Yes, but it wasn't mere emotion. I presented the plain facts, the evidence for the resurrection, and then allowed students to ponder the implications. And here's what happened. Although I didn't invite people to make a decision, people still made decisions. Dozens of students, in fact, committed to follow Christ that night. In fact, I remember a youth pastor came up to me and showed me a picture on his phone of one of his students getting baptized in the lake at midnight. In fact, students responded the same way the following Thursday when I gave the same presentation to the next group of students. In fact, this time, after my presentations, after that Thursday presentation that I did on the resurrection, students came up to the stage to publicly display their commitment to follow Christ, even though there wasn't this sort of formal invitation for them to do so. And it was a powerful demonstration of God's power to draw people to himself. So, can you argue someone to the kingdom? Yes, but it's not arguments alone that are sufficient. It's the Holy Spirit who draws people to himself. God, though, uses arguments, or love, or service, or prayer, or whatever, as a means to an end. His end of saving souls.
You've been listening to Stand to Reason. Our podcasts are made possible by friends of this ministry through their generous support. You can support STR by making a gift online at str.org.